The Lord will help us. I've got several places there that we may go to. I don't know. Just a lot on my heart this morning.
Amen. Bless you, God.
I just want to be able to bring out what the Lord would have us to bring out. Just pray that I'd get out of the way this morning. And the only thing we'd see would be the Lord. Amen. High and lifted up. Thank you, Gabe. Just turn over to the book of James if you want to. I'm going to read maybe just one verse here, but then maybe we'll turn over to the book of Jeremiah, and we may read over there in the 10th chapter of the book of Jeremiah just a little bit, maybe. And in the 4th chapter of the book of James, in the 14th verse, we can probably all quote this and probably all have, but it says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." There again, I appreciate not trying to lift nobody up. Appreciate dynamizing the Lord. Watch your place.
Amen.
We don't know what tomorrow holds. And that scripture says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." And when something vanishes, it passes from the visible sight, and it's gone. And the Bible asks a question right here in this: what is your life? And then he tells you, It is but a vapor. It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. And I'm just going to go ahead. Just turn over to Jeremiah if you would, if you want to read there. And Jeremiah was a writing here unto him there that he's talking about the different works of man's hands, the different gods of man's hands, the things that created by man. And he said there in about the 10th chapter, and about the I just going to read maybe from the 10th verse on down for a little ways there. He says, "But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. And his wrath, at his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall ye say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom. He hath stretched out the heavens by his direction. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, and maketh lightnings with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasure." And I'll stop there for just a second. And as Jeremiah was writing here, he's saying, you see how that he's letting man know the things that man creates, the things of man, and we know the Bible said the things that are seen are temporal. And I got to thinking on those things, and I thought how he was referring unto what is your life, and your life is just a vapor. And I thought about those things, Matthew, how that, you know what a vapor is? It's something that the word that is used for that is something that's dissipating.
Amen.
It's something that's going away. It's something that if you watch it, it's going to be gone right before your eyes. That's what a vapor does, Mike. It disappears and it goes out and it becomes nothing. And he said our life was as a vapor, but a vapor, hey, it's here and it's gone. And I got to thinking about those things that the Word of God said in our Jeremiah. How that he uttereth his voice. The Bible said when he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. I got to thinking about that. You can read over the book of Hebrews. Praise God this morning. You can read the book of Hebrews. And it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. You know what's going to bring death on you. You know what's going to bring the judgment to your life. When he uttereth his voice.
Amen.
He's going to bring the vapors from every end of this earth.
Yes, sir.
Unto him. We think we're in so much control of things. We ain't nothing but a vapor, Evan. Hey, that you see is passing away. That you see is disappearing right before your eyes.
Amen.
It's here and it's gone. The vapor don't last. What is your life? What is your life? Is it this vapor? What is your life? Many today is living for the vapor. Many today is living for this. It's only here for just a little while. Hey, this right here is passing away. This right here, it's not eternal. It's just like those handmade gods Jeremiah was telling them about. They ain't got no life in them. They're just here for a little while.
Amen. Good preacher.
Just a vapor. Just a passing by.
Bless your heart.
And if this is the only life you've got,
you ain't got it.
Amen.
What does tomorrow hold for you?
Amen.
He said, he uttereth. You know what that makes us speak? He uttereth. When he uttereth his voice, there's a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
You know what's in heaven? Waters. That's not vapor. There's a multitude of waters in the heavens. It's just bear with me. This here's passing. This here's fading. This here's going away.
Yes, it is.
He said, though this earthly tabernacle of this house be dissolved, we have a building that's made with hands in the heavens. Praise God, this old vapor's passed away, but there's some pure rivers of waters from the throne of God. That's my mansion. That's where I'm going.
Amen. Amen.
My whole pain in this life. All you got this morning is in this life. You ain't got nothing.
Man. Bless you,
God. You're buried.
It's all right.
Sweet song, I know. Sweetest song I know. You know what Adam brought me? Death. You know what Jesus brought me? Life. Adam brought me a vapor, Jennifer. Adam brought me a vapor. Jesus brought me the water. Praise God. I'm glad I got a drink from the fountain. It ain't a vapor. It's a pure river. A live spring of
love.
Oh, praise His holy
name. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't finish. You can't, Matthew. When the heat gets laid to it. Oh. I get there. What is your life this morning? When he utters his voice and he calls the vapors. When he calls the vapors. From all the ends of this world. Are you going to lead down into the water? Huh? Are you going to fade away in the fiery pits of hell? You know what's in hell? There ain't no vapor there. There ain't no life there.
What is your life today?
Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. This old image is just a bunch of falsehood. You're looking at every time you look in the mirror. Every time you lay down in the bed, every time you tell yourself you're all right, every time you want to believe you're some false god, hey, that you're living with every day, that you're worshiping, that you make your life, I promise you this, hey, it's gonna die. There's no breath in it. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm a living. You don't know life. You know Jesus. What did he do? He breathed into the breath of, into man's nostrils, the breath of life. And man became a living soul. You know, I ain't got a living flesh. I got a dying flesh. I got a living soul. Praise God! I know who holds the door. And I know who holds my hand.
Amen.
Where are we? Oh, heaven sweet.
Amen.
Oh. Amen, early mall. We can shout about Granny. Hey, we can shout about Papa. Praise God. I let my shout come from what I know down in my soul about tomorrow.
Amen.
I'm glad I know. But the rich But this is the first chapter of the book of James. Where's the ninth verse? Oh, the eighth verse. No, let's go to the seventh. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. But the rich in that he is made low. Because the flower of the grass he shall pass, as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. You know what your old sinful flesh is bringing you? Death. You know what God's bringing you? Life everlasting. Sin will bring you a vapor. It'll bring you something. It'll only last for a little while. This whole fire's fading. I see it every day. This old vapor's perishing. I see it every day. I'm watching these little bit, and I'm just getting less and less and less.
Yes, sir.
I'm a passion. I'm a goal. You say, preacher, I'm 17, 18 years old. I'm 48, almost 49 years old, church. And it don't seem like yesterday. I was 12, I was 10, I was 9, I was 8. Hey, this old vapor day, I watched it pass quickly and swifter. And I know a lot of you know that testifies of the same thing. Your life is passing day by day.
Amen.
In this old flesh. What is your life? If it's all the help you had hired, you'd be me most miserable. I'm glad I can see tomorrow. Earlier I lay down at night, and I don't know if I'll make it to the next morning. I truly don't. And this old flesh, because you know what it is at the vapor. And one of these days, he's going to do this. He's going to speak. He's going to utter his voice. And wherever I'm at in the four corners of this earth, son, this old vapor's going to come to where he called me. And you know what will happen in that hour? It's once appointed unto man to die. And after this, the judgment. I stand before him. And if I hadn't had the pure waters of life, that blood is flowing from the side of my Savior, I have that covering my life. I'm glad I'm drinking from the fountain that never runs dry. When I got in the vapor, it ain't passing away. There's a multitude of water in the heavens. Where I'm headed, that song come on the radio this morning. I guess I know what they're talking about. If I you leave me here, or if I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. I'll be waiting by the waters, by the river. I'm going to tell you something, my boy. Hey, I know what they're talking about. I'm going to tell you something. I ain't going to be waiting by the river.
If I leave you here, you just fight me in the river. Why? Because I won't be in life.
Life's leaving me in this flesh.
Life's coming to me. In the multitude of waters in heaven. I'm leaving this old fleshly thing that's a dying.
Amen.
And I'm putting on something that can't never die. You're crazy. Oh, praise God. Yes, I am. I'm crazy about Jesus. I love Him.
Amen.
First chapter of Revelation. In about the 21st chapter there, 5th verse, he said, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new." I'm glad he ain't building on this old thing.
Amen.
"And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." What? I want to stop and say that. I ain't been in this life before. Naturally, it just been so thirsty. Oh, this whole water's so thirsty. So close, good news for our country. Ain't you been thirsty in this life? You might be sitting here today, thirsty. Want some water? It won't pass away. Come unto Jesus. If you're thirsty this morning.
Amen.
I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. What's it going to cost? Not a thing this morning. He made it all. You know what he done? He took his old vessel. They had something in it that was going out and he could never get it back again. And he poured something in it that can't never evaporate. That can't never be turned into a vapor. Yeah. I told you, you set that pot on the stove and you let the heat to it. Hey, and what's in it will start going out of it. But I don't taste. Praise God. Hey, put something in this old vessel. I promise you, the vessel will burn up.
Amen.
Oh, well, showed me a trick years ago. We was on the job. He pitched the cup into the fire. Had water in it. And it sat there. The upper parts of the cup burned off for a long time. That part that had the water in it wouldn't burn. Over time it did. But I promise you, I got something in my vessel. Hey, there's nothing in some parts of this old thing that had to burn up. I promise you this, though, that if they're on the inside, it's still just water. It ain't evaporated. It ain't flowing away. And one of these days, it's going to burn up. And the water be called under the waters of heaven. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water
of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Oh, I'm glad I got a living God. I'm glad this old dead falsehood of an idol that I wear around every day ain't my God. I'm inherited everything that he's got.
Amen.
What did he say right above that? I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. Guess what? I'm not telling you. That's my inheritance. What's your life? And what's tomorrow hold for you?
Yes, Lord.
Honey, hold on. This might get rolled up in front of this church one day. It might get rolled up and the rice grows wherever my wife decides to take it. Crawford and Ray. It might get rolled up somewhere. Its life is going to end.
Amen.
This thing here is vapor. It's just passing out. I'm glad for the water. It's the worst house. It's dissolving. Oh Lord, help me. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen.
There's a lake. If you're a lost person, you're going to dive into it. It ain't a lake of cool, thirst-quenching water. It's a lake of eternal fire where there'll never be a thirst quenched.
Amen. Good preaching, sir.
There's a lot today. Like they're going to jump right off. And they're going to be in a sweet place. How come we believe that? Why did Baal's prophets jump all over their altar screen, cut themselves, and put so much effort into what they stressed in? Because they truly believed it. They believed it.
Yeah.
But you know what they didn't get? An answer. There's a day I went to crying out. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I've jumped on the altars of this world. I've cut myself with the things of this life. I believe it. And yes, they left me empty. They left me with a thirst out in my soul for something to quench. When I went to crying out on the living God, of Elijah. There's a fire fell and it lit up the old papers and the waters that had been laid in the ditches of my life.
Yes, sir.
And it consumed everything that was there. And it placed some true living water right down on the inside. That water that won't boil. That water that won't burn. That water that never fades away. Oh, what are you drinking, bro? What is your life? What's your tomorrow? You skip over in that 22nd. I read part of this the other day.
in the sixth verse, and he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, I'm going back at this man. Sorry. First verse. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and in and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse in the throne of God, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in the foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And he saith unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. And he, and blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things, and heard them, and when I heard and seen, I fell down and to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. I'm glad he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. I'm glad I seen that river one day. I'm glad when I got thirsty, I saw the river. I'm glad when I got tired of living for a vapor that was passing away. I'm glad I saw a river that never run dry. Are you tired of living for the vapor? Are you tired of not knowing what your tomorrow holds? He opened up the windows of heaven here today to let you see a pure river.
Amen.
Not a vapor. Your vapor's going to get called out and stand before you one day. You call it from wherever you're at. You can't hide. If you lived in the furthest country in the greatest, deepest jungle there was, Richard, there's no hiding. When he calls your name, he said they'd cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them.
Yes,
there'll be no hiding place unless you've got in the rock of Jesus Christ. Hey, believe me, we're the best place to hit the water. Hey, that man right there wants to get down in the rock to fight the water. You don't want that sun just right above on the top layer of ground. It ain't in the emotion. It's down deep in the rock where the water flows from the well that springs up from the well of Bethlehem.
Yes, Lord.
Come get your drink. He's got a drink. We've got nothing. We get no water in. That little woman at the well didn't need. see her much no more. She left it sitting beside the well, didn't she? It's come up here like you're a vessel beside the well and get you a drink and never touch it again.
Jesus loves me. Yes, I know. How do you know, preacher? Same way you know this morning. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Lord.
It's the sweetest song I know. He says my weakness. He knows I'm just an old beggar. As one day I thought that my old vessel was going to stay full. And over time, as the heat and the stain of death it took its toll on this old body, Matthew, I see it moving.
Yes, sir.
The flower faded. The grass withered. The grass withered and the flower faded. This is past.
Yes, sir.
You're just looking. You're just a little old vapor of water. I may pull out here today and my vapor may get caught. I promise you, I still got water. I'm glad I ain't drinking from a fountain that's running dry. I'm glad that what my life is ain't this vapor no more. What my life is this pure river flowing. It ain't stagnant. It ain't sitting still. It ain't growing algae. This water that I got, it's a flowing pure. It's a flowing sweet from the throne of God. Praise His name this morning. You talking about Samson, preacher? I thought you were talking about water. So his eyes got off of the things of this world. He got a drink of water that gave him strength to bring that down more in his death than he ever brought in his life.
Yes, sir.
What did he do? He let the vessel burn up and he let the waters go to flowing. They ain't nothing got power like waters are rushing.
Amen.
You watch me and build stuff, Mike.
He thinks there ain't nothing can bring it down. You let the wrath of God fall in His power. You let the floods go to coming. It'll bring down trees. It'll bring down the greatest structures that man ever made. And it'll wash them away. Never be seen. Never be where they once was. You let these many waters flood your soul, they'll wash things away in your life you thought was so stable they could never move.
Amen.
You know where all the waters run? Into the ocean. Into the sea. Where did He cast my sins? When that flood came through and it washed away the things of my life, they went into the depths of the sea, never to be seen or heard from again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me free from sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is Thy flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's holy. Sweet, precious name. That's the only thing that can wash your sin away.
Yes, sir.
That's the only thing that can make you whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What's your life this morning? In the last while, where have you been finding happiness? Did you find it heaven sitting on the church pew? Hearing the preached word of God?
It's great.
Mike, I broke from this family and I ain't never thirsted again. Or anything else. But I love to just sit under the fountain.
Yes, sir.
I love for it just to keep washing and washing. You know what happens when you sit under the water? It's hard for any dirt to stick to you. You get out under the water, Mike, you start sweating, you start stinking, and the foot will stick to you on the
fence.
You sit under the water, and it just keeps washing. It just keeps you cleansing. Hey, Lord, I could go and go and go if the Lord would allow. This mountain don't never run dry. Let's say this one. You got a song on your heart, baby? Come play it. Oh, thank you, Lord.